It's Monday, June 4th, AD 2018. This is The Worldview in 5 minutes, written by yours truly and heard at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. Kevin Joseph, a 26-year-old Indian Christian, was beaten to death last week in a so-called honor killing after marrying Ninu Chacko, a 20-year-old Indian Christian of a higher caste, reports the Times of India. Joseph was dragged from his house in the Kottayam district of India's southern state of Kerala last Tuesday. His body was found 2 days later in a nearby ditch. President Donald Trump on Friday seemed cautiously optimistic about the upcoming summit with North Korea, the first between a sitting U.S. president and a North Korean leader, reports the Chicago Tribune.
I just want to mention we're doing very well in terms of the summit with North Korea. I think there's a lot of goodwill. I think people want to see if we can get the meeting and get something done, be successful in the denuclearization of the Korean Peninsula. It would be a great thing for North Korea. It would be a great thing for South Korea. It would be great for Japan and great for the world, great for the United States, great for China. So we're looking at June 12th in Singapore. That hasn't changed.
However, the president sought to lower expectations over the potential for a quick denuclearization deal with North Korea.
I want it to be meaningful. It doesn't mean it gets all done at one meeting. Maybe you have to have a second or a third, and maybe we'll have none. It's in good hands, that I can tell you.
California's Attorney General Xavier Becerra announced last Friday that he's imposing a ban on state-funded travel to Oklahoma in response to a new law there that allows faith-based adoption agencies to deny placement services to homosexual parents, reports the Los Angeles Times. Becerra, who calls the law discriminatory and prejudiced, indicated the ban will take effect on June 22nd. Oklahoma Governor Mary Fallon, who signed the bill on May 11th, told the Tulsa World that, quote, "Oklahoma puts the interests of children ahead of political games," end quote. Attorney General Becerra needs to read Proverbs 12:15, which says, "The way of a fool is right in his own eyes." District Court Judge Michael Huppert temporarily blocked Iowa's heartbeat law, which asserts that if a heartbeat can be detected, usually around the sixth week of pregnancy, the baby in the womb is protected, reports the Des Moines Register. Not surprisingly, the Emma Goldman Abortion Mill, based in Iowa City, and Planned Parenthood of the Heartland filed suit to stop the law from going into effect on July 1st. Republican Governor Kim Reynolds, who signed the heartbeat bill into law, said, quote, "For me, it is immoral to stop an innocent beating heart," end quote. Older evangelicals have long played a powerful role in pushing the U.S. to support the Israeli government. Just last month, two evangelical pastors, Robert Jeffress of First Baptist Church in Dallas and John Hagee of Cornerstone Church in San Antonio, spoke at the opening of the new U.S. Embassy in Jerusalem, a sign of the role evangelicals played in pushing President Donald Trump to make the move, reports the Wall Street Journal. Millennial evangelicals, however, are less supportive of Israel and of the U.S.'s involvement in the conflict with the Palestinians. Only 58% of evangelicals ages 18 to 34 hold positive views of Israel, compared with 76% of evangelicals over 65, according to a December survey of more than 2,000 people from Lifeway Research, an evangelical polling organization. Genesis 12:3 notes that God will bless those who bless Israel, and whoever curses Israel, he will curse, and all peoples on earth will be blessed through Israel. And finally, 24 miles northwest of Boston, the town of Chelmsford, Massachusetts, registered its objection to the placement of 200 small American flags on Memorial Day in front of Layer Realty in support of deceased veterans and all the people who have served, reports CBS Boston. The company usually leaves them up until the 4th of July. Apparently, there's a town bylaw that says you cannot use flags for, quote, "commercial promotion," end quote. Not only does John Crandall of Layer Realty believe that the bylaw is inapplicable, he added an additional 300 American flags to show his patriotism. You can email your words of encouragement to John through our transcript today at theworldview.com. And that's the worldview in 5 minutes on this Monday, June 4th, in the year of our Lord, 2018. Subscribe by iTunes or email to our unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ.